Hello, word nerds. Welcome to this episode of the podcast called The Dictionary. Top of page 144. Let us do this. First word is borderline. Second form, adverb from 1925. Synonyms are almost and nearly, as in borderline tacky, also as in borderline suicidal. I hope none of you are borderline suicidal. Get on this side of that. Next is border terrier, two words from 1894, noun from 1894, any of a breed of small terriers of British origin having a harsh, dense coat and close undercoat. Next is borger, B-O-R-D-U-R-E. This is a noun from the 14th century, a border on a heraldic shield. They call that the borger. Next is bore, B-O-R-E, first form, verb from before the 12th century. We are starting with transitive. One, to pierce with a turning or twisting movement of a tool. Two, to make as a cylindrical hole by boring or digging away material, as in bored a tunnel. Intransitive is next. 1A, to make a hole by or as if by boring. 1B, to sink a mine shaft or well. 2, to make one's way steadily, especially against resistance, as in, we bored through the jostling crowd. Oh, I've had to do that so many times. Not fun. This is from Old English, borion, akin to the Old High German boron, which means to bore, from the Latin forare, which means to bore, from ferire, which means to strike. Now we have the second form of bore. It is a noun from the 14th century. 1A, a usually cylindrical hole made by or as if by boring. So we were boring before, and now we're making the bore. Or now the bore is the thing that was made by the boring. 1B, which is chiefly Australian and New Zealand, a borehole drilled especially to make an artesian well. 2A, the long, usually cylindrical hollow part of something, as a tube or gun barrel. 2B, the inner surface of a hollow cylindrical object. 3, the size of a bore, as 3A, the interior diameter of a gun barrel, and especially British, they have the 1A2 definition for the word gauge, so both are good. And then we have 3B, the diameter of an engine cylinder. Now we have the third form of bore. It is the past tense of bear, B-E-A-R. Fourth form of bore, noun from 1601, a tidal flood with a high, abrupt front. Fifth form of bore, noun from 1766, one that causes boredom, as a tiresome person, b, something that is devoid of interest. The origin is unknown of that one. But here we have the sixth and final form of bore. It is a transitive verb from 1768, to cause to feel boredom. Some might say that this podcast is a bore, but I don't think so. Next is boreal, B-O-R-E-A-L, adjective from the 15th century. One, of, relating to, or located in northern regions, as in boreal waters. That's why the aurora borealis is in the northern hemisphere, and the aurora, I think it's aurora australis, is in the southern hemisphere. Number two, of, relating to, or comprising the northern biotic area characterized especially by dominance of coniferous forests. Let's see, this is from Latin boreas, which means north wind, or just north, from the Greek boreas, which is our next word, boreas, with a capital B, noun, no year, just that's it. Number one, the Greek god of the north wind, boreas. Number two, the north wind personified. Next is boredom. Noun from 1852, something that I have felt a lot, but I feel a little bit guilty about that. The state of being weary and restless through lack of interest. Next is borene. Bor, E-E-N. Noun from 1836. It is Irish, and it means a narrow country lane. Oh, I've driven on those. I didn't know they were called borenes, but they are something else. You got to be really, really careful when you drive on those borenes. This is Irish bothrin, which is a diminutive of bothar, which means road. Next is borehole. B-O-R-E-H-O-L-E, one word, noun from 1708. A hole bored or drilled in the earth as A, an exploratory well. B is chiefly British, a small diameter well drilled especially to obtain water. Next is borer, B-O-R-E-R, noun. Why am I making myself yawn? It is later in the day. I should go to bed. It is a noun from the 14th century. 1. A tool used for boring. 2A. Synonym is ship worm. One word, S-H-I-P-W-O-R-M. Like a ship with sails, and then there's a bunch of worms on it. 2B. An insect that bores in the woody parts of plants. Next is borescope. Noun from 1941. An optical device, as a prism or optical fiber, used to inspect an inaccessible space, as an engine cylinder, a borescope. Next is boric acid, two words, noun from 1869. Seriously, I keep on yawning. A white crystalline acid, B, OH, which is in parentheses, and then 3. So we've got 3 OHs, and then that's next to a B. Which is obtained from its salts and used especially as a weak antiseptic and fire retardant. Next is borid, noun from 1863. Maybe my podcast is boring. This is a binary compound of boron with a more electropositive element or radical. And our last word is very extremely appropriate. It is the word boring. B-O-R-I-N-G, adjective from 1785, causing boredom. Synonym is tiresome, as in a boring lecture. I think we've all had some of those. Boringly is an adverb, and boringness is a noun. So we had borderline, border terrier, borger, bore, boreal, boreas, boredom, borene, borehole, borer, borescope, boric acid, boride, and boring. Well, I think it is only appropriate that I pick boring as the word of the episode. Thank you very much. This was the top of page 144. I'm going to try and record one more. Hopefully, I don't yawn too much through it. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Thank you and goodbye.